This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, guys.
Now it's time to ponder the eternal struggle. Guy thing, not a guy thing.
I actually forgot about this, to be totally honest with you. All right there, Hoffy.
I know.
This will take your mind off your Mets for a little bit. Hey, listen, maybe the Mets come out, they drop a crooked number in the first inning. You know, McNeil batting third, has a two-run double. You guys rock. Trevor Williams pitches. You get good news. It's not over yet, dude. Not over yet.
Thank a little bit of positivity from BT for the Mets fans. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Not over yet.
Speaking of, though, the DeGrom injury, question for you guys. Guy thing, not a guy thing.
Okay.
BT, start with you. Three days of a nagging injury in a row before you go see a doctor.
It would take me 3 years almost. That's not a guy thing. 3 days?
Yes.
No. Now, if my heart, you mean like?
Oh, I'm saying anything, whether it's your foot, your ankle, you can't walk straight for 3 days.
I'm in pain every day. I mean, seriously, for those who are new to the audience, and Tiki, you know, I'm not going to tell you how, Tommy John surgery, back surgery, ruptured Achilles. I mean, HSS, speed dial. Dr. Olchek, Dr. Struan Coleman,
bro,
no ball.
Bro,
Dr. Kazari, who did my back.
I spent 10 years in the NFL. How have I had less injuries than you have?
I don't know. But, you know, no way am
but
I showing up for 3 days.
I got to agree with him.
Really?
Yeah.
No chance.
A physical injury, it's not a guy thing to go check it out. Now, if it's something else and you have a significant other, you will definitely get that.
That's why
out.
I asked. You know, you're talking about the heart. You're talking about, colonoscopies. Yeah. That's not, no. Just like you get hurt, you lift. You, no way. Stop.
But even when you're playing the Giants, you never, Tiki, you not once, like, this might be, I can't.
Oh, dude, when I was playing for the Giants, it's like, yeah, you know, I got a little tweak in my back. All right, let's go. You get over to Tackensack Hospital, throw you in a tube. I mean, they check everything. Right, but it made it easy as an athlete, a professional athlete, because all you had to do was tell somebody, and they were on it.
Plus, you probably concealed stuff because that was your way. I mean, you're not going to go run and be in the trainer's room every day.
I was never injured. I was only just hurt.
Yeah, there you go.
So guy thing, definitely not a guy
not
thing.
Not a guy
three
thing
days.
For these guys.
For athletes, though, 3 days. Got it. Okay, cool.
No, athletes, it's like 3 minutes. What the hell are you talking
about? Good question. Good question.
Football, you might get a day. You're playing baseball, you get 30 seconds. You're playing basketball, maybe it's 30 minutes. I mean.
By the way, you see Jake Odorizzi, the Astros last night, trying to cover first base. You went down in a heap.
Yeah.
I thought immediately it was the Achilles, but it looked like he was holding his knee.
Yeah, it didn't look good, though.
That, when it's such a sudden start-stop, usually it's the Achilles, but I don't know. Anyway, I just saw an injury, so I'm about throwing that in.
Tiki.
Yes?
Guy thing, not a guy thing.
Mm-hmm.
Scrub your social media once a month.
I mean, it should be a guy thing, but it is not a guy thing. We talked about this with Nestor. I don't know if we brought it to air, though. I know we talked about it before we came on air. Every professional team, when they bring on a young 22-whatever-year-old man, need to have somebody, and I'm sure there are companies that do this, go through his social media. Because as soon as he becomes somebody, people are going to go through it themselves.
So you draft a kid in round 20.
Scrub it.
Just scrub things up.
Scrub it.
A little scrub.
You don't got to delete everything, but scrub it.
Scrub it up.
Whatever it costs to do that, absolutely scrub it. So for the average man, not a guy.
What about for you, though? Now, I answer this from my purview always.
For a professional athlete, absolutely.
What about for Tiki Barber, which I think is the...
Do I tweet?
Not really. No, I'm not going to the video.
Just nerdy stuff. Yeah. Which is, don't even understand half of the stuff you tweet, so I don't think you need to scrub that.
Once we started on the fan, I stopped with the NASA stuff, so.
Thank you. We are all very thankful for that.
Now we got to get rid of the, what's that other thing you do?
Soccer?
No, that's soccer.
Knights of Degen, NFTs?
I don't, the one thing that I do, now I'll do this maybe once a week, maybe once every couple of weeks. I'll do like a hashtag AskBT. Fire me questions. So this is not scary. So I'm going to say not a guy thing because, I think I've always been sensible. I mean, I can tell you right now, when I joined, because I'm looking at my Twitter account, I joined Twitter in 2009, all right? And, you know, I really don't wade into politics, anything insensitive. I like to think I'm smart enough. So I don't really, I never really worried about that. But I will delete things because when I answer a lot of questions, I don't want that taking up my timeline. And I sometimes say, people say, well, why'd you delete that? Because I don't want my thing to be so muddy and murky. I just want what I want people. It's not about
but
it's hiding
whole, but
it.
The whole thing is muddy and murky.
What do you mean?
The Twitter.
Not mine. It's not.
I'm just saying in general. I'm talking about
tweeter.
Yours.
You're a lame tweeter. I'm actually an A-plus tweeter.
Yeah,
I'm an awesome tweeter.
You know why?
I give out thought-provoking tweets.
You know why? Because you care. And I don't.
Well, that's not a good thing, though. That's okay, buddy. That's probably not what you want to say.
No, I'm about Twitter. Okay. I'm talking about Twitter.
I love Twitter.
You want my opinion?
Yes.
Tune in to Tiki and Tierney on WFAN.
Good save. Good save. Okay. I love Twitter for sparking the conversation. But the other stuff, I'm with Tiki. It's 98% useless and incendiary, whatever.
All right, back to you, BT.
Yes.
We had
2 minutes.
We had, okay, we'll make this quick. We had a couple, last week we talked about my game 6 and 7, where I was watching the games, okay? So ideally, watching a game 7 at home with no one else around, what is the ideal situation for a guy for game 7 BTU?
Boy, every guy's so different. Again, I'm going to answer this from my own personal life. Now I would have to have my son next to me. There's no doubt. And listen, if my daughter was as into it, by all means. And Jen, too. I mean, Jen loves sports. It's funny. Yesterday was the 23rd anniversary of Allen Houston hitting that shot against Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And I had just started my career. I was in a little tiny apartment in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Didn't know anybody. And I was sitting on, I don't even know if I had furniture, quite frankly, because I was sitting on the floor having a beer. And I went, and at that point, I needed solitude. Do not bother me. Do not infiltrate my world. Don't call me. Don't look at me. Don't knock. Get lost. I've changed a little because I've found a way to incorporate my family.
Mm-hmm.
But ideally, it's a small circle, boy.
Yeah, interesting.
And so, you ain't getting in if you're not getting in.
I mean, game 7, you gotta do it partially with your peeps. So that's either out at a bar or, you know, at a friend's house.
You go to a bar for game 7?
No way.
Or whatever. Wherever you're going to watch it.
I got to hear. No way.
It could be either. It could be a bar. It could be at your friend's bar in his basement, as we all now home gate and do all that other stuff.
Well, that's different.
But
that's cool.
I am the king, and my neighbors will tell you this.
I'm the king of rock.
I'm the king of being half BT. That is Irish exiting.
Tiki slides out the side door.
Or the Baptist exit, which is different than the Irish exit.
The Baptist exit? What is that?
So the Irish exit is, I'm going to go get a drink.
Well, you're drunk and you just stumble home.
I'm going to go get a drink and I'm out.
Okay.
Right? The Baptist exit.
Everybody's like, where'd so-and-so go? You see him the next
Baptist
day.
The Baptist exit is like, oh, wait, hold on 1 second. I'll be right back. I got to run over here. I'll be right back.
You do the Baptist exit? Why?
Yes, because I don't like saying goodbye to everybody. I'm just like, see y'all.
You know what drives me nuts? My wife is the queen of goodbyes. And listen, we talk for 4 hours
why
a day.
I hate it.
But I mean, if you're.
I hate goodbyes.
The drawn out goodbyes, I can't. They drive me nuts.
I don't want to draw out the goodbyes, but I can't.
Baptist exit,
but
bro.
I can't stand that too.
Yeah, I don't like that
like,
either.
Oh, we just disappeared?
That's. Come
on. Yes, but my friends know that I do this. So Hoyman and Burke and Jeff, they all know this.
Well, if now I'm assuming that you do the Baptist exit when it's only a few of you guys in
it's
Burke's
like,
basement.
It's like, yeah, but we end up playing with 15 dudes. I mean, it becomes like a lot. And then the wives are there. It's
well, then
like,
that's different. Okay, I guess.
Say goodbye to
everybody. But you don't do a Baptist. My wife wouldn't let me do a Baptist.
I say goodbye to whoever. I say goodbye to the host.
All right, there you go.
And with Hoyman, he lives right down the up the street from me. So it's like, if you really want me to come back and say goodbye, I'll come back and say goodbye.
I got you. I got you. Oh, we don't have any clothes there. Okay. That was a little long there. Spike's going to get mad at us. He is. He is, right?
And Dove's going to get mad at us right now,
too. I don't care what Dove thinks. Just care what the boss thinks.
Yes.
877-337-6666. Tiki and do we really care what Spike thinks? No, we do. Here on the Fan Till 2, that it's Carton and Roberts coming up after us. Back to DeGrom, and we'll do that until 2. Then the guys follow us here on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.